This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3955 for Friday, the 29th of September, 2023. Today's show is entitled Air Gradient Measurement Station. It is hosted by Daniel Person and is about 6 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Daniel Person talks about a hardware measurement station he's installed.
Hello, hackers, and welcome to another podcast with Daniel. And I'm gonna talk about a bunch of different subjects, and I'm doing like ChatGPT. I'm really good at creating a bunch of words without any real knowledge behind them. But the topics that I'm gonna talk about are pretty random, and I'm gonna split them up. Hi again, and today I'm gonna talk a little bit about air gradient. And this was another project that I ran through my vacation here when I bought this kind of small circuit board. It is open source and all the different things are available online, so you can actually download the circuitry and print it out yourself and then buy the different components and put them on the board yourself. All the code is open source and so on. So what the project is, it's an air measurement. So currently I have a lot of CO2 in here. It's 1,000 parts per million in here at the moment. Usually I have 400 in here. Because I've been talking for a while, it have gone up, but it's not really that bad yet. When I reach 2,000, 3,000, I get a lot sleepy. Or at least 1,500 is not good when I'm working. So I'm trying to keep it below that. And then we have this kind of measurement that measures larger particles in the air. So 2.5 particles. Currently there are none in my air at the moment. And these are like gas fumes and other heavy particles that you can measure. And in my case, I actually have an airport pretty close by, and the planes go over my house. And I was sitting here one evening and I had the door opened, and I heard the plane going down. And then I waited like 2 or 3 minutes, and I saw that this measurement went over 5 micrograms per cube meters. So something is going on with the airplane fumes that actually comes down. And it was raining as well, so perhaps it went down faster. But it shows me that I can actually see when I get a lot of gas around me, which is not healthy, of course. And then it checks temperature, and it also checks humidity. So currently I have 64% humidity in here, so very humid, but it's raining like crazy outside, and it's going to be stormy today as well. Currently I have 23.7 centigrade in here. I'm not really sure about Fahrenheit. I guess it's around 80 or something like that. So pretty hot. So it's a really nice solution, and I downloaded it, or I bought it, downloaded the free software, installed it on my air gradient that I bought. And then when I had it installed, I wanted to have the measurement so I can actually see them in a dashboard and follow them. And as I'm already running my Ceph cluster with a Grafana dashboard, I wanted to put it into Grafana. And Jeff Gerling on YouTube had already done this project where he changed and created something that could push data to Prometheus from this air gradient. I didn't take his code, but they already have code in the open source software where they are sending JSON data to their server, and they can make a dashboard for you. So what I did was just change the server URL to my own server here, and then sent the JSON data over there, reformatted it so I could actually fetch it from Prometheus, And then I was up and running and could do my own dashboard and follow what actually is happening in my environment here. And I could have used Jeff Gehrling's code, of course, and that would have been the easy way of doing this. But I wanted to learn, I wanted to figure out how it actually worked. And I'm not really sure that he is actually running the same hardware as me. So the sensors could have been incorrect and I could have code that didn't compile on my specific units and so on. So doing it this way, I think, was a bit safer. And as I already have a bunch of servers running, having one extra web service to where I can send data through isn't that much of a extra work for me. But depending on what kind of solution you have, you might want to use his code instead. So if you are interested in your environment at home, if you have an extra coal oxide in your environment or something like that, and you want to read that, then I think this is a really good solution, and you can actually keep track on how everything feels. Currently it's up to 1200 ppm at the moment, so I'm just going to record some small thing more, and then I need to open a door or something like that in order to get some air in here, because it's going to get a lot of CO2 at the moment.
Have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.